But there is a little controversy about her performance with MIA, rapper MIA, and Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj did really good. She held her own and didn't like overshadow Madonna. But unfortunately for the rapper MIA, who I just figured out who she was, I really didn't even know who she was, but she apparently flipped off with the middle finger. And, you know, this is Super Bowl. A lot of kids are watching, families, and they are a little peed off about that. They're not happy about it. It kind of brings back that old memory of Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake's performance back in, I believe, 2004 with the whole nipple pop out thing. And, that was a whole, you know, was it intended, unintended with that? And now that's arising again with this performance. Like, you know, was this intentional? Was she just feeling herself, was in the moment, and just, you know, she is performing with Madonna, you know, you do got a lot to keep up when you're with someone like Madonna. So maybe she just was feeling it and was like, hey, let me throw up the middle finger. Or maybe it could have been a thing to help her career, because I don't know about you, but I don't know who she is. Maybe she wanted to feel more relevant. I don't know what it was, but Madonna's a little pissed off, and the network had to do a whole bunch of apologizing and just not a good look for her. So she will get her little 24-hour fame, but I don't know how it's going to help her in the long run with her career. So that was a little interesting to me. And but other than that, the Super Bowl performance went really good with Madonna. And like I said, she's still good, still got it, didn't miss a beat. And she was awesome. Just wanted to cover the whole story about Demi Moore. She's apparently having a lockdown. And Demi Moore, we all know Demi Moore, you know, Charlie's Angel. You know, she was like one of the hottest actresses in her time. And now she's age 49. And apparently she's checked in rehab. She's at that that rehab in Utah where Lindsay Lohan and Mary Kate Olsen went to, and I don't know how successful that was, but that's where she is. And hopefully, I really do hope she gets better, because apparently she's been she's being treated for anorexia and addictions to, like, I believe prescription pills and God knows what else. And and they've been said that she's been kind of looking skeleton-like on the red carpet, or, you know, so she's losing a lot of weight, and people have been seeing that sign of anorexia, and I feel really bad for her, because she's, you know, apparently had this history of issues with alcohol or drugs in the past as well. And her mother apparently was an alcoholic and died in 1998, and her father committed suicide. Not 100% sure when that happened, but, you know, this is just a little background of her past, and it's kind of unfortunate that, she's had to come from those circumstances. Also with her success, you know, you still have a lot of ups and downs, and she's apparently had a lot, and was also treated back in the 80s for alcohol abuse and drug use, I believe. So, you know, and it's kind of sad to see her come back into this loophole again and lockdown, meaning that, you know, she just, you know, when you're on lockdown in a rehab institution, you basically do not have the ability to leave without the staff giving you an advance notice and agreeing that you're ready to go, because you're not stable enough to make those kind of decisions for yourself. So this is something that everyone has to go in a mutual understanding and agreement for you, for the best thing for you. And apparently her and Ashton Kutcher is kind of split up right now, which we all know sometimes can lead, most of the time leads to divorce. And that's very unfortunate, because, you know, it seems like this is what's kind of fueling the flame of her addiction again. And I mean, from what it seems that she was doing better before this whole ordeal. Now this is kind of you know, turning her world upside down. And it's very unfortunate because, you know, it just makes me see that a lot of marriages, you know, just doesn't work out. And the divorce rate, I'm sure, is ridiculous. And I'm just such a believer in really being sure that the person that you want to be with, or the person that you're in a relationship with, is someone that you can see yourself with. So that when you do make that decision, you know, this is someone that you would willing to work out with and make it work. And unfortunately, people are not willing to do that now in marriages. It's like, you're lucky if you last up to 10 years. That's probably a very high rate for some marriages. And basically nowadays we have marriages that's only lasting like 72 days. And which brings me to my next story about Kim Kardashian's divorce. Her 72-day marriage is coming to an end. Before I move on, I just do want to say that, you know, I wish the best for Demi Moore because she's awesome and I always liked her. And wish her the best of luck. But like I said, Kim Kardashian's divorce with Chris Humphries is really chaotic right now. From what I'm hearing, it's really a bitter, crazy battle for the two. Come on now, though. I feel like, Chris, you should have known that that wasn't going to last. But hey, fool once, fool twice, you know, on you, shame, shame. But Kim is he's saying that Kim was like kind of a fraud, you know, like the marriage was never intentional to last. And he feels like she just wanted the publicity for her show and just wanted better ratings, and just calling the whole thing a fraud. And it's like, come on now, look at her history of relationships. Like, she dates, you know, people with money, and of course she does want attention, and it's working for her. So you just, you know, gave her more things to talk about, more things to tune into for her show. That's what it's about to me, right? Like, these reality weddings, these reality couples, you know, it's basically for show, basically for TV, 9 times out of 10 at least. And I don't know what you really expected. And so you know, the irony of the whole thing, of him saying that, oh, it's all for TV, it's all for show. Well, the both of them want to allow TMZ and the TV stations to broadcast their whole divorce on air. Like, the whole thing. And I'm just like, okay, I don't understand. But anyways, you know, Chris may have a point. You know, like I said, you know, it could have been just for publicity. But at the same time, he asked her to marry him. It's not like she asked him or anything like that, where it would be like, okay, you just did this for TV. You know, you asked her to marry you. So, you know, just, you know, be careful who you choose, and, you know, look at the history of a person, because you got to know how to read between the lines. When someone's showing you who they are, you never believe it, because 9 times out of 10, that's who they are. They're showing you that. And they do have a prenup, a very long prenup. So, I mean, I don't know who would want to go through all that. But, you know, it's going to be a crazy battle between the two. And I'm, like, very interested to see what's going to happen next. And, it's really been crazy with them. And then, also, I have a little update for all of you old school Backstreet Boy fans. Apparently, Nick and Aaron Carter's sister, Leslie Carter, has been laid to rest. Don't know if you guys, you know, I mean, I'm sure if you're fans, you know about her, but I thought that was very interesting. Seeing that she's so young, and she's 25, and this just recently happened, actually Super Bowl Sunday, I believe. Apparently she had like prescription overdose, and I'm seeing a lot of that lately, which is really crazy to me, because, you know, it's all these prescriptions that these doctors prescribe, and you really don't even need it. They still give it to you anyway. And it's like, come on now, like, you guys know what you're doing. These people don't really need all these prescriptions. And I think that they need to really start paying attention to what they're prescribing to people and, you know, like the dosage or the amounts that they're prescribing and how often, because that has a lot to do with people's addiction. If they see that they can keep getting all of these pills and prescriptions as much as they want, and, you know, it's just really not a good thing. And it sucks because it's over, it's behind the counter and still, you know, a drug. But anyways, unfortunately, Nick was unable to attend the funeral due to performance commitments. And when I first read that, I thought that was like crazy. But then, you know, I digged a little deeper, reached inside, and I found that supposedly his family kind of went out their way to keep him, to not include him in the funeral. And my thoughts to that is like, you know, I obviously maybe it's some kind of resentment towards him. You know, maybe they feel like he's partly responsible in a way, or, you know, it's something that's going on with the family and him. Like, why wouldn't you want your son to be part of his sister's funeral, regardless of any performance? I mean, you know, I'm sure he could have taken off that performance or rescheduled or, you know, just canceled altogether for your sister. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't see anyone putting something like that in front of their family member. So, you know, maybe he really didn't know about it, and maybe they really are feeling like he's partly responsible. And I've seen that a lot in like families where the one of the family members were like, you know, successful, rich, fame, all of that. And, you know, some of the siblings or other relatives, you know, starts to fall apart or was like introduced to a certain lifestyle that, you know, was not for them due to this person's fame. And so maybe they feel like, you know, he's partly responsible, maybe because of things that she was exposed to because of him and his fame. And that's really unfortunate. It's ups and downs. Like I said, you know, money, just back to the Demi Moore situation. You know, you can have everything in the world. You can be the top actress, the top pop group, boy band, singer, whatever. And you're still going to have a lot of negativity and a lot of ups and downs and things in your life that are still, you know, that are still hurt and keep you from, you know, being happy. And unfortunately, you can't pay for that. Money does not always buy you happiness. And, you know, especially when someone like your family member is gone, you know, you cannot pay that, pay for that. And I just feel really bad for him. And like I said about Demi Moore, I'm praying for her and I'm praying for Nick. And I hope he, you know, can cope with this and get whatever is going on with his family, you know, back on track, and hopefully they can overcome all this. But I do have a little bit more news coming up next. I'm going to let you listen to a couple of good songs for a minute, and I will be right back. And again, you're here with DJ TY on Top It Off Tuesday, every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Walks into the room, feels like a big balloon. I said, hey girl, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees screaming, big girl,
take your skinny girl. I feel like I'm gonna die, cause a real woman needs a real man, here's why. You take your girl and multiply it by four. Now a whole lot of woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be gonna do baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful.
Walks into the room, feels like a big balloon. I said, hey girl, you are beautiful. Diet Coke and a pizza, please. Diet Coke, I'm on my knees screaming, big girl, you are beautiful. You take your girl and multiply it by four. Now a whole lot of woman needs a whole lot more. Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be gonna do baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. 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 To the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around and they'll be calling you baby. No need to fantasize, since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and curves in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Oh, you are beautiful.
Get yourself to the butterfly lounge, find yourself a big lady. Big boy, come on around, and I'll be gonna do baby. Been known to fantasize since I was in my braces. Water in a hole with the girls around and clubs in all the right places. Big girls, you are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. You are beautiful. Big girls, you are beautiful. Oh, you are beautiful.
May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor, they pan like Tommy just burst in the door. And started whooping her first than before. They first were divorced, her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Ticka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him, walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedrooms. Sometimes I wanna get on TV and just let loose, but can't, but it's cool for Tom Green to for dead moves. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips, and if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman is. Of course they're gonna know what this is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who put other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can dead animals and antelopes, and there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women wave your toes, sing a chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Will Smith don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do, so f*** him and f*** you too. You think I give a d*** about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me. But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst, and hear him argue over who she gave to first. Little p- put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I should download her audio on MP3.
MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an M. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up. Please stand up, please stand up. I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the f*** to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on the mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just better than 90% of you rappers out, kid. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like f***. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in the nursing home flirting. Pigs and nurses when I'm for Jergens, and I'm but this whole bag of f***er isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming I don't give a f***, with his windows down and the system up. So will the real Shady please stand up, and put one of those fingers on each hand up, and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control. And one more time, loud as you can, how does it go? I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes I'm the real Shady, all you other Slim Shadys are just imitating, so won't the real Slim Shady please stand up, please stand up, please stand up.
Yes, this is Slim Shady and all of us.
Educated with money, she's well dressed, not funny, and not much to say in most conversations.
Hey now, hey now, I am back. This is DJ TY, and you're here at Top It Off every Tuesday, 11 in the a.m. to 12 p.m., giving you all the top stories. All the juicy stories about the celebrities, entertainment, gossip is what I like to call it. And, you know, just things that we all need to know. Full access. Giving it to you for one full hour. And, you know, this is just, you know, my contribution to the world. This is what makes the world go round. We love to hear the gossip about these celebrities. What's going on with them? What's the things we just need to know, you know? And I am covering... Next on my list. Okay. Now, I was just, I don't know exactly what scale of importance this is, but I just thought this was such a cute little story about Christina Aguilera. We all know Christina Aguilera, which I love her voice. She's amazing to me. Still sounds great over the years, just see it stronger and stronger. But anyways, basically, you know, I'm not sure how many people tuned into her show. I haven't watched a whole bunch. I've watched a couple episodes of the show, The Voice, not just her show. It also has like CeeLo Brown and a couple other people on there hosting. And it's a really cool show. And they basically have people trying out auditioning and performing, and they'll hit the button to turn around and if they're interested or they like them. It's kind of a cool little setup, I think. Might start watching it more. But, you know, I'm kind of busy nowadays. But anyways, enough about me. Let me just say that we all know about the Mickey Mouse Club, where Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, people like them have got their recognition from that show when they were kids. They all was actually on that show together, and which is kind of cute to me. But anyways, they also had another person on the show, a couple other kids who didn't make it as big as them, of course. One being this guy named Tony Luca. And apparently he performed on the stage on the stage at of their show, didn't say anything about who he was or anything, you know, didn't, you know, say, hey, remember me? I'm Tony, the guy you was on the Mickey Mouse Club show, boo, 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 boo. No, he just, you know, kind of did his thing, like, you know, you're going to recognize me for me. And he sung, and apparently they all liked him. Christina didn't realize who he was the whole entire time. She basically it didn't hit her until later that, you know, wait a minute, this is the guy that I grew up with on that show. So she like rushed to the backstage and, you know, greeted him and was like, you know, I didn't even recognize you and just wanted to say hello and basically just, you know, went over the past with their, you know, Mickey Mouse Mouseketeer history. And it was kind of cute to me, being that this is somebody that, you know, she knew since she was a kid, and he came on that stage and still did his thing and sound really good. And I thought that was super duper cute. And she told him that Britney Spears had a big crush on him. And, you know, just a little catch up. Thought that was a nice little blast from the past with her. I absolutely love Christina Aguilera. I think she has a really beautiful voice. I wish I could sing like that. Just to give another little Super Bowl moment, I thought it was really funny about the whole Katy Perry and Tim Tebow. Apparently, Katy Perry's family or parents really like Tim Tebow, and, you know, Katy Perry is single now, and they, you know, everyone loves Tim Tebow. He's, you know, religious, and so is her parents. They're really religious people, and they just think that he would be the perfect person for her. And apparently she gave him a little shout out on the stage. And I thought that was really funny. Like, she just basically put it out there, like, hey, what's up, Tim Tebow? What's going on? Let's do this. No, I'm just kidding. But, it was really cute. She gave him a little shout-out on the pre-performance at the Super Bowl. And not sure how he felt about that yet, but, you know, who knows what's going to happen with them too. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired of hearing about Tim Tebow right about now. So, moving on. Basically, just wanted to, you know, we all know that it's Black History Month. And I am going to try to do my best to give a little, you know, story relating to any, you know, Black history that I can pull up. You know, kind of a little tribute to the Black History Month, you know, just give a little, either a latest update of something or maybe even a historical fact even. So my Black History tribute today, I'm going to just briefly speak about Mr. Don Cornelius. Don Cornelius, he was the host of Soul Train, and, you know, that's a really, you know, really big show for in the Black community, and that's something that, you know, everyone knows something about Soul Train, you know. And unfortunately, he committed suicide, and, you know, he was like 75 years old. And And it's just really unfortunate because, you know, a lot of people don't really commit suicide at that age. And it's unfortunate to know that he was, you know, that unhappy, that he would do that, you know, at that age. But from what I'm hearing is that he was going through a really bad divorce. And maybe that had a lot to do with his stress and, you know, the fact that I guess he was really depressed, because I remember seeing him on TV, and he, you know, didn't seem like his energetic self. He normally, you know, he got that really, you know, good energy to him and personality and that charisma, and I just did not see it. And I I don't know how, but that radar just told me something like, wow, what's going on with him? You know, and this was a while ago too, way before this. And I could just tell that he was not happy. He seemed very, you know, dry and just not himself. And apparently that must have had a lot to do with the fact that, you know, he did what he did, and he was apparently unhappy. And he, you know, took his own life at a very old age, and really sad to hear about that. You know, I will miss him. You know, he's done a lot with his career and entertained many of people of all races. You know, he had, you know, a great legacy, and he will truly be missed, and may he rest in peace. But that was just really unfortunate to hear about him. So rest in peace, Don Cornelius. And don't really have too much, but I also want to say rest in peace to Etta James. She was a music icon. I don't know if you guys remember that At Last song with the, you know, the movie with Cadillac Records with Beyonce. She played her in the movie. That's the girl. That's the lady. She died recently. And I believe hers was from leukemia, a battle with leukemia. And she, you know, obviously lost that battle. And I also, my prayers and my thoughts go out to her. And she's a historic music icon. And she will, as well as Mr. Don Cornelius, be truly missed. And while we're talking about Beyonce, Miss Diva, Bootylicious, Sasha Fierce, we all know her. Beyonce, you know, we all know about Beyonce's baby, Blue Ivy. I've been really trying hard to find a picture of her. I just don't know what's real. All this Photoshop stuff, and I don't know what she really looks like. I've seen all kind of different pictures. I've seen pictures of her and Jay-Z mixed together to create a baby, and just all kind of crazy madness. And I don't know what she looks like yet, but I'm hearing that she's very beautiful. And Beyonce looks amazing already, but who, I mean, you know, go figure, like, she is Beyonce. I saw her, I guess, at a recent performance with Jay-Z. She was with him, and Alicia Keys and Nas and all of those good old people was there performing, and Beyonce definitely showed off her new body, looking nice and voluptuous and curvy, as we all used to remember. That's what she's known for, her good curves. And she definitely got them back with that baby. Blue Ivy gave it to her back, okay? And let me just tell you, curves in the right places. I don't see any baby bum, which is like, where did it go? How did you do that? But yeah, she doesn't even look like she had a baby. She looks absolutely amazing. And congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby. Jay-Z is a proud, proud, proud father. And, you know, he's also, from what I've heard, he made a song about her, which I thought was so cute. But, you know, of course, that is his first baby. Made a song about her, and it has, like, her cry from when she was born in it or something like that. And almost like that Stevie Wonder song, Isn't She Lovely? That's his baby in the background crying, too. And this is kind of old, but I remember I was reading up on this. Apparently that hit, like, Blue Ivy was already, like, hitting the charts from that song, due to the fact that Stevie Wonder's baby, who was number one on the charts of, like, I guess the first baby to be on a song or something like that. And apparently, because he didn't drop that song right after she was born, it brings Jay-Z's baby to the top of the chart, or setting a record for that. And I thought that was pretty interesting. She's hitting the top of the charts already, and she just got born a couple of weeks ago. Thought that was really, really, really cute. And I'm like, wow, it's about time. I've been waiting for you two to get some beans in that oven. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to see that, you know, she finally got her baby. You know, she was definitely getting up there. It's definitely long overdue, and I'm very happy for her. You know, babies are like a bundle of joy, especially, well, I'm sure boy or girl, but I have a daughter myself, and absolutely love them. Then they're like a reflection of yourself, and it's a full-time job, but, you know, they bring you a lot of joy, as we all know, and I'm so happy that she can finally experience that, because she's experienced everything else, so it's about that time that she has that, you know, that reflection of herself, because, you know, that baby's going to have a lot to do to mount up to her mother. But, I mean, you know, being Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby, I'm sure that will be, like, no problem. So glad to hear about that. And also, you know, we always got to have more Kardashian news. Apparently, Khloe Kardashian is pregnant with twins. Yes, twins. She got the best of two. Khloe and Lamar, you know, has been wanting kids for a while, and it seems like they're going to be, their wish is finally coming true. She's going to have twins. And it's been a lot of controversy with her and Lamar and just Khloe, period. You know, I've also been hearing things about her, I guess, not really being a Kardashian. Like she's, I guess their mother had maybe an affair or something with even O.J. Simpson is what I heard. I don't know how true that is, because let me tell you, she does not look like she have any black in her, but I'm just saying. But she doesn't completely look like everyone else. That's from, you know, what everyone else was saying from the jump. So, you know, maybe they was trying to give us a little hint, like, yeah, you're really, like, not one of us. And that's been, like, the rumor that she is not actually a Kardashian. So I don't know. I'm not sure how accurate, if that's 100% accurate, but that is the gossip. And you know, that is my job, to bring you the gossip. That is what I'm going to do. One full hour of it, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And this is DJ TY here at Top It Off Tuesday, every Tuesday. And you can tune in on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm going to take another break. Be back with some more juicy stories in a moment. Here again on radio.dominican.edu. Don't get hurt because of you. I try my hardest just to forget.
You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? just can't handle it, this thing called love. I must get around to it, I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. This thing called love, it cries in a cradle all night. It swings and it jives, it shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it. Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby, she knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy, she gives me hot and cold fever, then she leaves me in a cuckoo sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, get on my track, take back seat, hitchhike, take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. Gotta be cool, relax, get a hip, get on my track, take a back seat, a hitchhike, take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby, she knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy, she gives me hot. Then she leaves me in a cool, cool sweat. I gotta be cool, relax, get a hip, get on my track, take a back seat, a hitchhike, and take a long, long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready. A crazy little thing called love. Thing called love. A crazy little thing called love. A crazy little thing called love.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Yourself.
Hey now. This is DJ TY, and I'm here with you on Top It Off Tuesday. And every Tuesday, 11 in the a.m. to 12 p.m., giving you all the juicy top gossip stories you want to hear about these celebrities and just the latest scoops. And any news that I can dig up, I will give to you for a whole full hour access, okay? And it's never too early for gossip, so I am waking you up to this good gossip. Those of you who sleep in late like I do sometimes, you gotta get your beauty sleep, you know? Nothing wrong with that. Get to wake up, tune in, listen to a couple of things, and get the day started off right. Now, next on my update, we're gonna get into some of this hip-hop stuff right about now. Wanted to first point out Lil Bow Wow. We all know him. Lil Bow Wow was a young child super rapper star. and he got most of his fame back then. And, lately he's not been doing as much in the rap industry, but he's been doing a little bit in his acting, you know. And not to mention, he's actually not that bad. I think he can do, a little more if he put his back into it. He might be another Denzel. Who knows? But Bow Wow is looking to marry Miss Angela Simmons. And that's Russell Simmons' niece. And her father is Run from Run DMC, Rev Run. And apparently, he asked her to marry him. They've been dating this is actually news to me because I didn't even know that they were dating. They've been dating for a while. And I don't know if Bow Wow is financially stable for a wife right now, though, because right now I'm hearing that he is owing the IRS big time. I mean, racks on racks on racks, like $500,000 dollars racks I'm talking about. And he also has a warrant for his arrest for unpaid promoters that he has not paid yet. Wow, I didn't even know they can put a warrant out for your arrest for not paying promoters. That's crazy. But yeah, they are trying to get their money, and Bow Wow is owing a lot of people right now. And I'm just like, wow, like, what are you doing with your money, boo? You gotta pay these bills and stop tricking your money off to Angela. No, I'm playing. Just kidding. Just a little humor. But I thought that was very interesting, being that I didn't even know that they were together. And they are apparently really in a real serious relationship. They're actually really cute together, though, I must admit. Hopefully he gets that together with the money issues. Because, Angela, she comes for money. Her parents, well, her father especially, is no stranger to money, and I'm sure she's used to all the finer things in life. And Bow Wow's gonna have to step it up, honey, if you want her to be your wife. Ooh, that rhymes. But I thought that was really interesting. So moving along on the hip hop note, we have Suge Knight. We all know Suge Knight, the crazy man from Death Row Records. He was where Tupac was on his record label back then. And apparently Suge Knight is getting married. I don't know about who want to marry him, but they say she's ratchet, and that must be the reason. And also, what is hip hop coming to when you have somebody like Ice Cube carrying around a metrosexual man purse? I don't know. I mean, I think personally they're digging a little bit too deep into it. Like, it just looks like a little bag. It doesn't look like a real purse. It's just a little bag. He's probably keeping his jacket or some papers or something in it. People are trying to just make people look bad, but I'm looking at the purse, and it doesn't look like an actual purse. It looks more like a tote or I can't say a briefcase, but yeah, maybe kind of a tote-ish looking thing. And I don't think it's that serious, but hey, everybody's going to have their own opinion about it. Me personally, I don't think it's that serious. I wouldn't call the man gay for just for that reason. Like, I can see if you kind of, you know, caught him with the man or something, or hanging out, little secret rendezvous or something like that, then okay, that's fine. But you see a little colorful printed tote bag, don't think it's that serious. That's, you know, just me, my opinion, personally. This is what I think. And also, we have, I don't know if you guys tune in to the to Atlanta Housewives. What did I do? I don't know if you guys tune in to the Atlanta Housewives, but it's been said that Miss Nene Leakes, is that her name? Nene Leakes? Nene Geeks? Cheeks? Something like that. Nene, we're just going to call her Nene from the Housewives, Atlanta Housewives, just got her priorities all messed up. I mean, come on, Nene. Like, you're making us look bad. Like, come on, you got $100,000 car and you're paying rent on your house. Like, shouldn't you buy a house first and actually own it before you buy you a $100,000 car? You know, and then also got like $20,000 purses and, I mean, whatever else she's spending big loot on and trying to cut back on the real estate portion of it. And I think that's really retarded. Like, you making us, like, look kind of ignorant right now. Like, that's what you're looking like. Like, the typical come from broke, get the money, rag to richest black person story, you know, the stereotype she's kind of feeding into it, and kind of makes me mad because, you know, I just don't like falling into that kind of a stereotype when you got it, do it right with it, you know, buy you property, buy you house, make some investments, which it seems like she's doing pretty good on the investment part of it. But if you're doing that good, why are you renting a house and buying $100,000 cars? Like, come on, baby, get it together. Work on it. Get your priorities right. Okay? That's your homework for tonight. And, you know, I just hope that she gets it together, because I honestly noticed it too. Like, wow, she's spending a lot of money on things like cars and clothes and all this good stuff. And it's like, you know, I hope you're spending it wisely, because we all heard of people having money and splurging, blowing it, and then later on got to file for bankruptcy because they didn't do right with it, and they're living beyond their means, is what I call it. And it's not that serious. Just, you know, do right with your money. I'd rather look at it in the long run than right now. Like, yeah, right now you're getting your fame and you want to live it up, but don't you want something later so you can continue to have that longevity and live stable stability? I think, to me, is more important than just, you know, buying a whole bunch of expensive purses and clothes and cars right now, you know? So not all people think that way. And yeah, so that was just a little, you know, up to date with the hip hop community. And one more thing. I don't know if anyone tunes in to Love and Hip Hop, but apparently Miss Kimbella. She's with Jewel Santana. She already got like 4 kids by him, and now she's pregnant again, and she don't even got a ring on it. I'm just like, come on, girl, what are you thinking? Can you get the ring on it first before you keep popping out the kids? Like, come on. And then I don't even think he still wants to be with her. So is this a way for you to try to keep him around, you know, hold on to something that's not going to be? Like, you know, a lot of women have that problem. They try to change themselves or hold on to a man the wrong way. And it's just like, come on, you guys. Like, if it's not there, it's not there. Don't hold on to something that's, you know, not worth holding on to. Like, it's other fish in the sea. You know, you can find someone else, another rich rapper to take care of you. Like, that's ultimately the image unfortunately, a lot of these women are sending young women today. Like, you know, if you're pretty, you got a nice body, you know, and, you know, you got the look, then you can get you a millionaire. And it's just like, come on, like, don't you want to show women that they can do it themselves? Like, okay, yeah, independence is important, but not just to just grab a baller and pay, have them take care of you. You know, it's more to it. And, you know, everyone wants that nowadays. They want to do it the easy way. And it's like, come on, ladies, do it yourself and that good guy will come. But I think most men eventually get tired of it. Like, they like him, himself. Jewels is getting tired of taking care of her. Like, what can you do for yourself? I think men like, if they first see that and then they attract to it, but it doesn't keep them. And I think a man will, my personal opinion is that they will appreciate a woman who can do it themselves and, you know, who know how to take care of themselves and got their own. That's my opinion. Independence, I'm promoting it. And, and also about keeping holding on to men, leading to that topic, I'm hearing that Miss Drew Barrymore has converted to, what did she convert to? Was it Buddhism or something like that? Basically changed her religion to hold on to her man. And I'm just like, I'm just like, why? I hope they're putting more into it than what it really is. It says she's converting to Judaism is what it is, actually. And to keep her man. And I hope that's not the reason. Like, you know, come on, that's just wrong to change your religion for a man. But that's, hey, do you. And last but not least, I would like to just briefly talk about Lady Gaga, Miss Lady Gaga. She's been dating Taylor Kinney for about 6 months or so. And apparently they've been living together and he's telling her, hey, check that alter ego at the door. Leave it behind. And I could only imagine what he got to deal with. Because she's quite a character, you know? But, you know, some people just, you know, they want the real of you. They don't want to get all that performance, alter ego, show person all the time. And apparently that's what he's basically telling her. Like, hey, I know you big time and all that, but check it. Check it and direct it somewhere else. Yeah, and you know, it's just, it's a lot of interesting things going on with couples nowadays. I don't know if you guys hearing about the rumor about apparently Rihanna and Chris Brown maybe getting back together. Rumors are circulating about that. I kind of figured that though. Like, really, Rihanna is kind of kooky herself. Like, I love her. I absolutely love Rihanna, but you can definitely tell that she likes the bad guys and she likes living on the edge. And, you know, some people just feed off of that kind of stuff. Like, they like that kind of, in that kind of edgy, you know, self-destructive kind of crazy relationships. And I don't know if you guys checked out her recent video, Hopeless. Was it called Hopeless Place or something like that? We found love in a hopeless place. That video is crazy. And that just makes me wonder, like, hey, is this really how you are, Rihanna? Because I could definitely picture you acting this way. Then the guy looks just like Chris Brown with his blonde hair. It was hilarious. Like, oh, wow. That's like telling me something right there. Like, you're definitely sending out the signal that you either miss him or is still with him. And I mean, we all, I definitely believe that Chris Brown wants to be with Rihanna still. So it's all really about what Rihanna wants. And from what I'm hearing, they've been taking little secret rendezvous trips to see each other. And she also, like, I guess, declined the restraining order that she had against Chris Brown, so that they can spend time with each other. And, you know, it's kind of weird that these rumors start circulating, and then that's what you find, that she doesn't, that she took away the restraining order from them being, not being away, being able to be around each other. And, it just really got you wondering, right? Like, I don't know how the fans are going to react to that. I mean, they, you know, some people have definitely, you know, put it in the past, kind of let it go, and make amends and, you know, let them do them. Chris Brown's, you know, even though he made a mistake, he's young. You know, we wasn't there. We can't say what really happened, you know. A lot of Photoshop type things can go on, so I don't know if that was all the way true. It's a lot of questions still, but nonetheless, he did put his hands on her, which is all the way wrong. But, you know, I also believe that people make mistakes, and hopefully that's not how he is. Hopefully that was just that, a mistake, and you know, I'm not gonna, you know, be the one to judge. I'm. You know, you can't really say what a person's going to do in a relationship. You can't tell someone that they can't be with someone. You know, from my own personal experience, I've noticed, like, you know, everyone's going to do what they want to do, regardless of what the media, family, friends say. They're going to do what they want to do. All you can do is say your opinion and keep it moving. That's all you can do. How you feel, you know, maybe they'll take in consideration, maybe they won't. But, you know, let them do them. That's their business. That's their life. You know, if she wants to put herself back in a risky situation, that's on her. All I can say is just hopefully they can continue to do their jobs, which they do very well. They're very great entertainers. We all love Rihanna. She's awesome. Chris Brown is also great. And, you know, hopefully that will continue to rise to the top. But I have kind of went over my time, so unfortunately, I have to say goodbye, but not for too long. I will be back next week again, every Tuesday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. here, Top It Off. This is DJ TY. I enjoyed myself today. Next time, I will have my own music to play, and I will be back to see you again, and thanks for tuning in at radio.dominican.edu. Have a good day. Thanks.
Let's go on a living spree. They say the best things in life are free. The good life.